With the alarm blaring, the group rushes downstairs. On the bottom floor, there's a vehicle depot with several pieces of equipment. Captain Momentum grabs an earpiece and he says, "Right. Okay, Flux, you're gonna go with Freeze Frame. Kimon's got a motorcycle, but..."
"I don't mind if you want to hold on to me tight and ride in the girl seat."
"The girl seat?"
"Yeah, there's another name for it, but I'm not supposed to say it anymore."
"Paul, your motorcycle hasn't seen a girl in 20 years."
"Probably longer than that, if I can be honest. You know, my wife never liked the thing. She said it's too loud."
"Guys, time's of the essence. Come on."
"He's calling you, Kimon."
"Yeah, all right, give me one of those earpieces. I get on my hog and I ride out of there."
Yeah, so Paul's got himself a big, burly, custom hog motorcycle. He roars out of the garage, lights flashing, and is gone. Captain Momentum just runs out after them. The guy is super fast, so this is better than a car for him. Lowry, meanwhile, has his own sports car. It looks like something out of a spy film. It's painted an exciting blue and orange. It's got a comfortable leather interior, heated seats, and a whole bunch of buttons. There's no way you could possibly know what any of them do.
"You comfortable? If you want to turn up the air conditioner, that knob right there will do it. You can get to just about any setting. I said, this is Freeze Frame's car. What would people say if there wasn't good climate control?"
"Wow, the Freeze-mobile. Man, I've seen the toys of them, but this is the real thing."
"Oh yeah, she's beautiful. Fiberglass body, goes from 0 to 60 in about 3 seconds. You know, a lot of this comes out of my own paycheck, actually. I get this stuff all special ordered for me."
"Oh, really? They don't pay for it?"
"No, it's a work expense. I mean, like, I get it off on my taxes, but corporate won't pay for it if they say that it's not all necessary. I mean, a lot of these are luxury features, but I mean, you'll get it while we're riding. You're gonna see."
The Freeze-mobile pulls out of the garage with lights and sirens as well. Cars pull over to the side as you come by. Being that it's a larger vehicle, though, you can't really keep up with Paul or Captain Momentum. Paul is just weaving between traffic, and Momentum is pretty much the same situation. Over the radio, you start getting dispatch information. "We've got an ID on the threat. It looks like the villain with the alias Mercury. He's raiding a shipping boat down by the docks and is now holding hostages."
"Oh, great. So this is all going to be a giant waste of time."
"He's holding hostages, Paul."
"As soon as we get down there, he's just going to turn into fluid and dive into the ocean, and that's it. Gone."
"It is a bit frustrating," says Captain Momentum. "But hey, this is actually one of the reasons why I wanted Flux on the team. Flux can grab this guy and teleport him somewhere he's not expecting to be. We can have Freeze Frame create a little ice box that we can toss him in, Flux will get a hold of him, and there we go. Captured villain."
"I love the optimism, big guy, but Mercury is nervous. Soon as we show up, poof, he's gone."
"Alright, be constructive with me, Kimon. We've got time to think of a plan before we get there. What would you rather do?"
"Well, you might be onto something with the kid. I don't hate the plan, but the thing is, we gotta sneak up on him. Flux, is there any way that you could stealthily, silently, teleport us into a shipping container or the boat or something?
Well, if I'm really slow and careful about it, I could probably quietly do a teleportation."
"All right, I say we do that then. We're gonna quietly teleport in, get as close as we can, then leap out all at once and grab him."
"See, all right, that's the way I like it. It's all right to tear down so long as we immediately build back up."
Yeah, I'll get ahead and I'll scout out the area."
Kimon revs up the engine and pulls further ahead, and now he's pretty much out of sight, even for the flashing lights.
"Wow, he really gets going on that motorcycle. Is that even allowed?"
"Oh, Paul's got super senses. I mean, like, all of them. You know how there's, like, sight, smell, but also kinesthesia and stuff like that?"
"You mean, like, your sense of where your limbs are?"
"Yeah, and also there's a sense of balance and stuff like that. All of that is super heightened for him."
"Oh, okay, wow. And does he also have super strength? Because he's always got, like, kung fu power for his toys."
"That's a complicated question. I mean, rest assured, he can throw a knife through a guy's eyeball from, like, 300 feet away. He can get a perfect spin on the knife, he can bounce it off of surfaces, and I mean, he also tends to know right where you're weak. I think he can just hear structural imperfections."
"Like, what, like a sonograph machine?"
"You know, Flux, I would ask him, but he would just lie to me about it."
"But what's the biggest... No, okay, what's the toughest thing that you've ever seen Kimon throw something through?"
I mean, well, not Momentum. That's for sure. He was never strong enough to actually hurt Momentum."
"Okay, so suppose you had, like, an armored robot. Could he throw a knife through the armor of the robot?"
"I don't know. Maybe if there was, like, an exposed hydraulic cable or something. I might be wrong about him being able to hear structural weaknesses. I don't know, Fox."
"Okay, I'm sorry. Am I bothering you with this? Because it feels like you don't really like Kimon very much."
"Well, okay, you're part of the team, so I got to explain to you. I like the Kimon that we sell. You know, the toy and the character and everything. But the real guy, he's a little different than the toys."
"Oh, yeah. Well, for sure, that makes sense."
"The real guy is like a... Okay, he's like a bitter divorced redneck, you know, but with superpowers."
"Oh, okay. That seems like a really harsh way of putting it."
"Oh, no. I mean, that's me being generous. We have so many rules for him, you have no idea. Like, he doesn't get to go to fancy parties with the governor or anything anymore, because they give us those little hors d'oeuvres. And he'll just start talking about his barbecue recipe, how it's so much better.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's crazy. He'd just be like, oh, you know what? I really like is those little weenies. I like to grill them on the grill, and I got my own custom barbecue. Let me tell you about it.
Okay. But have you tried his barbecue?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just molasses and ketchup.
Okay. Obviously, you don't have any friends from the Midwest, because they will tell you a thing or two about barbecue.
Yeah, all right. Well, look, Kimon's not from the Midwest.
But where's he from?
You know, actually, I don't know.
Well, if he's from the Midwest, I mean, that would explain it. I had an uncle from Kansas City, and he just like, oh, man, barbecue.
Okay, well, the governor's not from the Midwest, so it's a dumb conversation to get into with him. And it's just wasting everybody's time, you know. So he doesn't go anymore. He doesn't like to go. So it's fine. Everybody's happy.
Oh, okay.
And, you know, in my opinion, I think it's probably for the best, you know. He's supposed to be a reformed villain, but I mean, like, there's a mindset that somebody has to become a villain.
Oh, yeah?
And, oh, for sure. I mean, you gotta be the kind of guy who says to himself, I'm going to kidnap somebody's girlfriend and dangle her over a vat of magma.
It is weird how they do that. It seems really sporty.
Well, they want to get caught is what it is. They have an attention-seeking complex, and that's a really good way to get attention.
Huh. Well, I guess I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, like you're going to see this guy Mercury. Right now he's holding hostages, but what does he want? He's not going to get it. He's going to wave around a gun, he's going to fight with us for a while, monologue for a little bit, and then he's going to try to dive into the ocean. And if we don't catch him, you know, the best place that guy could be is locked up on Luna.
The super prison?
Yeah. See, that's a pathological problem you can't rehabilitate. You can't just, like, make that go away.
Well, but Kimon's been on the team for a while, right? And he's been okay.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
No, I mean, it's okay. It's fine. We say he's okay. So when the press asks, you're gonna have to say he's okay. But, I mean, he's not okay.
Okay, but, like, how, though?
Oh, God, that's gonna be hard to get. I got a lot of answers for you.
I mean, it's just that, like, I really liked Kimon because he was, like, this redemption story and everything.
That is a fake story. It's so fake.
Oh. Okay, well.
Yeah, recidivism rates on superheroes is, like, 100%.
I thought you had specifically an entire foundation for, like, re-educating villains.
I do, actually, which is how I know the villain mind so well. I have a specific anecdote.
Oh, actually, okay, I want to hear this, but real quick before we get to the scene, can I call my mom?
Your mom? Okay, yeah, sure, just make it fast.
Okay. Beep, beep, beep. Hi, Mom!
Oh, hi, honey! Are you calling from the superhero place, Momentum's Tower?
Oh, no, I'm actually on the way to a crime scene.
Oh, wow. Did someone get murdered? And okay, Paul, you are at the crime scene. What you know is that Mercury has a gun, he's on a shipping boat, he's got hostages, and it's kind of difficult to get a line of sight on him because there's a lot of clutter all over the port. In fact, with all the crates stacked up, you should be able to get pretty close to the boat without the help of Elvis. Getting on the boat is a different story.
All right, get as close as I can behind the shipping crates.
All right, once you get in close, your super senses kick in well enough that you can hear kind of what's going on. You can hear a man walking around. That's probably your target. You can also tell he's got some kind of firearm. Sounds a little on the large side. It's probably a submachine gun or something. Mercury is outside on the deck. Sounds like the hostages are somewhere inside. You can hear them talking, but it's hard to make out. It's muffled.
All right, Mercury's outside. Sounds like hostages are east of him. So we ought to attack from the west. That way any gunfire goes in our direction, not towards the hostages.
Momentum says, all right, that sounds like a good plan. Where are the police? Do they have the area secured? And to answer that, Paul, yes, the police are there. They've kind of cordoned the area off, and they've pulled back. They're giving Mercury plenty of space.
What kind of support are we getting from law enforcement? They have any ideas?
Dispatch says, none at the moment. Police are just waiting on you. They'll take your lead.
All right, then. Sounds like the plan we discussed is the way we're going.
Actually, says Momentum, I kind of want to see if I can talk him down.
I disagree. If you do that, he's going to literally slip between our fingers.
Paul, he'd probably already be gone if he didn't want to talk.
Or he's creating a distraction.
Okay, maybe. But a lot of times, there's not a bigger scheme. And look, if we don't give people the option to surrender and take a reduced sentence, then, you know, they're not going to surrender. So we gotta try.
Your average criminal doesn't know you have that relationship with the DA, Rudy.
Well, he knows that if I start disagreeing with the prosecutions, I'm gonna stop fighting crime. So it's there.
All right, but Mercury doesn't know that for sure. So, okay, plan B. Let's have us be on standby. We'll have Flux throw us all in if the talks don't go the way you expect.
Well, the talks almost never do. But hey, I kind of like this plan because I can go in alone, knowing that you guys are there for backup, but he just sees me and feels more comfortable. So maybe this is a new leaf.
Yeah, everything is new for the first time, and then thereafter it isn't. But I'm not going to argue about it. Freeze frame, how far out are you?
Lowry, you are just now pulling up, and Elvis is still on the phone.
Oh, no, it turns out that Captain Momentum is even nicer in person, at least so far.
Yeah, we're here. Let me just get to where you're at.
All right, you guys all assemble behind the shipping crates. Captain Momentum says, Flux, could I ask you to get off your phone?
Oh, yeah, I'm so sorry, sir. I gotta go. I'm sorry, I gotta go. Mr. Captain Momentum, he says I have to hang up. Okay, I love you. Goodbye.
So, hey, I don't want to make you feel bad about keeping touch with your mom. My brother Michael is going to love that. He's going to say it's super marketable, and it is. We're probably going to play up how close you have a relationship with your mom. But there are hostages inside that boat, and if they see you on your phone, they're going to feel like they aren't the number one priority, and that is...
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry, sir. I thought I would be off the phone before we got here. It will not happen again.
Okay, it's fine. I'm not angry. But those people in there are scared. And the whole reason I do this job is because I worry about people all the time, and I want them to feel safe. So no matter what's going on, social life, anything, everything, you have to drop it. And drop it now.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Those people trapped in that cabin are the only thing that exists in the entire world until we get them out.
Yes, sir. I understand.
Okay, good. I'm relying on you, Flux, because I'm going to go up there. I'm going to talk to Mercury for a little while. And if things don't go well, I'm going to say a code word. Let's say...
How about Barracuda? You can say he's a slippery Barracuda.
Yeah, okay. Kimon's going to be listening, and if I say Barracuda, that means you're going to grab Kimon, you're going to grab Freeze Frame, teleport in. Your job, then, is to grab Mercury and put him in an ice box created by Freeze Frame.
Out of curiosity, why can't Freeze Frame just freeze him solid?
Oh, I can't do it all at once. I'm going to make this box. Actually, hold on a second. And I start making the box.
Yeah, so Lowry actually creates a box of ice, and it takes him a few seconds.
It's not totally instantaneous. Like, I can freeze a guy from the legs up one piece at a time, but Mercury will turn into liquid and just vanish before I finish the job.
Oh, okay. All right. So I grab him, and then he goes in the box.
Okay, should be simple enough, Captain Momentum says. He gives you guys the thumbs up. And he says, all right, I'm gonna go. And then he runs out and leaps up onto the ship. It goes south immediately. Captain Momentum lands, and he says, hello there. Then there's a bang and a flash. After that, there's the sound of rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat. Gunfire, of course, but Paul, you most particularly noticed something peculiar. That blast was deafening. Your ears are ringing. Everything sounds far away. And now that you think about it, you're not quite focused as well. Your eyes feel blurry. Your balance feels off. You've got this kind of sense of vertigo.
Whoa. Oh, I don't feel so good.
What's going on up there?
I don't know. I got like tinnitus or something.
Like your ears are ringing?
Yeah, I can't hear a dang thing.
Can that happen to you?
Evidently, Freeze Frame, yes.
What's going on up there? Okay, get on the intercom. Captain Momentum, what's going on?
There's no answer.
Kimon can't hear. He doesn't know what's going on. Can you respond?
There's more dead silence, and then you hear, unstoppable force, meet the unmovable object.
Who is this? Get off the line.
You don't recognize my voice? It's Mercury, your arch nemesis.
You're not my arch nemesis, Mercury. My arch nemesis is a guy named Heatwave.
Oh, I believe they'll be saying I'm your arch nemesis from now on. I have done the impossible. They'll call it the beginning of a new era. And mark my words, you pestilent worm. It is an era that has been a long time coming.
Flux, get us up there.
Okay, here we go.
Right, you try to activate your powers, and nothing. They fizzle out. You have lorded over this city, nay, the entire country, with the resources of two powers. First are those that you are naturally born with. Second, those granted to you by the powers of governance and finance.
If you have to put an and in there, those are three powers, but...
Silence! The latter of your two power structures were always granted by the first. But what would happen if you were stripped of your innate powers? Would you still be men of merit then? I wonder. And soon the entire world will wonder with me. Count your days, so-called heroes of New Jersey Delphia, for they have been numbered. Elvis, your powers finally kick in, and you transport yourself, Paul, and Lowry to the deck of the ship.
Stop right there, criminal.
So you got up here quickly. There on the deck, you see Captain Momentum, and it appears as though he has been shot to death.
Oh my god!
Well, toodaloo! And Mercury transforms into fluid, dives off the deck and into the ocean.
Oh no, wait, oh no.
Paul, by now your hearing feels like it's kind of come back. You have your balance again. Everything is starting to feel natural.
Get down and check Captain Momentum. Is he breathing? Is he alive?
Paul, you can hear it from where you're standing. The man has no pulse.
Dispatch, we have a casualty.
Is the area clear? Can we have medics move in?
Yes and no. Suspect is at large, but on the move.
Roger. Is Captain Momentum trying to pursue?
Negative. The casualty is Captain Momentum.